Hey there! If you got a sec, I just want to let you know of this brand new freebie that I made with you in mind in order to make your life a whole lot easier. It's called the Top 17 Anti-Inflammatory Kitchen Swaps. It's a list of everyday kitchen items that you currently use and what you should replace them with in order to build a healthier and more anti-inflammatory meal and kitchen oasis. No more overwhelm in a confusing world of food choices. No more staring at ingredients labels trying to decide what's good for you. No more Google search rabbit holes trying to figure out what you should be eating and cooking with in order to support your health. I've got you covered. My freebie is straightforward and tells you to replace this with that. All you have to do in order to grab your free copy is head over to betterwithcarbo.com/swaps. That's betterwithcarbo.com/SWAPS. Can't wait to hear what you think. If you ask people why weight loss is so important to them, their answer is usually what they're really after. So people don't just want to lose weight just to be smaller or just to see like a number on the scale go down. But you want to lose weight because you want to feel more confident in your body. You want to feel beautiful. You want to feel healthier. You want your clothes to fit more comfortably. You want to lower inflammation. You want more energy. You want less body aches. You want to feel accepted. And so many people have spent so much time struggling with their confidence and their health and their self-worth. And we're told by tons and tons of external factors that our weight is the problem. Doctors will talk to us for no more than 5 minutes and tell us that our health problems will go away if we lose weight. We have family members that make comments about our bodies. And I mean, I grew up in a time where magazines were still using tons of language, like on the front covers, saying that follow this like 5 minute exercise program to be skinny and be thin and healthier and confident. Like, now magazines aren't really, they're a little bit more cognizant of their language. So you're not going to see a lot of magazines, if any at all, using language like skinny and thin. But like my point here, I get the desire to be smaller, but I don't think that a pill is going to fix the root cause of your weight management issue long term.
I'm Chrissy Carbo, registered dietitian and host of the Inflamed in the Brain podcast. Here we cut through the confusion and complexity of inflammatory health to deliver straightforward, bite-sized strategies and information you can easily apply to your life. Not too long ago, I was lost in a sea of information, overwhelmed by the challenges of inflammation. But through years of trial, education, and self-discovery, I learned to break free from the chaos of fad diets and cultivate a practical anti-inflammatory lifestyle that not only helped me stabilize my own diagnosis, but thrive with it. Whether you're an autoimmune warrior or simply seeking a healthier, uncomplicated life, you found your tribe. Join me as we explore realistic strategies that can make a profound difference in your life. So if you're ready to embrace a simpler, healthier way of living, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's dive in, learn, and grow together. Welcome to the Inflamed in the Brain podcast. Let's get started.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Inflamed in the Brain podcast. I'm Chrissy, your host and friendly neighborhood dietitian, and I hope you're doing really well today. I thought it would be a good day to talk about the not so secretive supposed miracle weight loss drug called Ozempic. I feel like at this point, everybody has pretty much heard the word Ozempic in one way or another. What's really interesting here is that Ozempic is now known to be this really popular weight loss drug, but its official FDA-approved use is to help people manage their type 2 diabetes, but it's being prescribed off-label to help people lose weight by physicians. Ozempic has become so popular that apparently there's a shortage of the drug where people are supposedly crossing state lines in order to go to pharmacies to get the medication. And while it is really popular, like I've never heard of a drug being talked about or advertised on social media, but apparently it is. It's all over TikTok. For once, I'm not going to blame social media for something. I think that, yes, social media and people having a platform to express themselves and things like that is going to spread the word on this very new and impressive drug, but I think it's also in part because of doctors overprescribing medications. And doctors are quick to prescribe because that's what they went to school for. They go to school, they learn to diagnose and prescribe. And maybe 2 years ago, I was trying out this new general practitioner. And as it turns out, I was going to get a physical, but I also had some pain in my knees. And she met me for the first time and was in the room with me for maybe 10 minutes. And she told me that I had knee pain because I was overweight and said that I should consider taking a weight loss medication that could help me lose weight, and gave me a handout. And I, of course, respectfully declined. And that was the end of the visit. So needless to say, I went to the orthopedist and she straight up told me that my weight had nothing to do with why my knees hurt, that it wasn't me being in like this weight bracket where my weight would be considered to be physically taxing on my body. But as it turns out, my knees were hurting because I was doing Peloton every day without any other kind of strength training. So I was overworking very specific muscles in my knees. And after some physical therapy and incorporating strength training into my usual routine, the pain went away. Anyway, the reason why I'm sharing this with you is to prove that, yeah, doctors are very quick to prescribe medication and to make it seem like your weight is a problem. This isn't any shade, again, to doctors. This is what they were taught to do. But most people go to the doctor and they listen to the doctor. That's what we were taught to do. You go to the doctor, tell them what's wrong, you take the prescription, and you go about your day without any kind of second thought. And with that being said, and the fact that you have influencers on TikTok and actual celebrities like Amy Schumer and Oprah Winfrey talking about all the way that they've lost on this drug, no wonder why there's a shortage. So today I want to talk about the facts about Ozempic. Like, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of what it does. What is it? Does it really live up to the hype? And is it the miracle weight loss solution that the world needs? So let's get into it. Ozempic is an injectable medication approved by the FDA to help manage type 2 diabetes. Its active ingredient is semaglutide, which is also found in another medication called Wegovy. Since Wegovy shares the same active ingredient as Ozempic and it is FDA approved for weight loss, physicians are now prescribing it for Ozempic for weight loss as well. So that's what prescribing as off-label means. Ozempic belongs to this class of drug called glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists. It is an agonist, which means that it mimics the action of the natural hormone in our body called glucagon-like peptide 1, or you can also call it GLP-1. GLP-1 is responsible for regulating our blood sugar levels and appetite. So GLP-1, again, is the actual hormone in our body. And Ozempic is mimicking this hormone that regulates our blood sugar levels and our appetite. So when you take Ozempic, it activates GLP-1 receptors in the body in the pancreas. When GLP-1 receptors in the pancreas are activated, you produce more insulin. Insulin helps regulate blood sugar levels by taking sugar out of the bloodstream and into the cells where it can be used for energy. Activating GLP-1 also leads to weight loss in a few ways. First one being that it reduces your appetite. GLP-1 receptors are present in areas of the brain that regulate appetite and food intake. And when they're activated by Ozempic, these receptors signal feelings of fullness and satiety, which leads to decreased appetite, which means eating fewer calories, resulting in weight loss over time. Another way is delayed gastric emptying. GLP-1 receptor activation will delay or slow the rate at which food moves through your body, or through your GI tract rather, and this delay will make you feel full for a longer period of time. Feeling full for a long period of time and not wanting to eat will also help you lose weight. Aside from the physical hunger and reduction of appetite, Ozempic also has been shown to decrease cravings. And these are a few reasons why Ozempic is pretty impressive. It is. Cravings are usually intense urges for specific foods, and they can be a pretty significant barrier to losing weight or maintaining a, quote, healthy weight. And having these intense cravings, and usually these cravings are for nutrient poor foods, these cravings can lead to overeating and ultimately weight gain. So having a medication that can do all of this work for you, where it's not only physically helping you stay fuller longer, it's helping you regulate your blood sugar, but it's also like telling your body that you don't feel like eating these foods anymore. And again, having a medication that can do that and help you feel in control of the food that you're taking in and your appetite is pretty impressive. And because of all of these pretty impressive mechanisms that are affected in our bodies when we take Ozempic, it's been shown to help people lose 15% of their body weight in a relatively shorter amount of time, which is not only significant in the clinical nutrition space, but that's more than double the amount of weight that you lose on Ozempic compared to other weight loss medications that kind of like average out between 6 to 8% of weight loss. So then here is the big question. Does Ozempic live up to the hype? Is it worth going on Ozempic in order to lose weight? And here's my take as a dietitian. Ozempic is impressive, yes. It goes beyond its initial purpose of regulating blood sugar. It's also helping you lose weight by altering cravings and appetite, where most people struggle when it comes to weight management. But ultimately, I don't think that anyone really wants to lose weight just to lose weight. If you ask people why weight loss is so important to them, their answer is usually what they're really after. So people don't just want to lose weight just to be smaller or just to see like a number on the scale go down. But you want to lose weight because you want to feel more confident in your body. You want to feel beautiful. You want to feel healthier. You want your clothes to fit more comfortably. You want to lower inflammation. You want more energy. You want less body aches. You want to feel accepted. And so many people have spent so much time struggling with their confidence and their health and their self-worth. And we're told by tons and tons of external factors that our weight is the problem. Doctors will talk to us for no more than 5 minutes and tell us that our health problems will go away if we lose weight. We have family members that make comments about our bodies. And I mean, I grew up in a time where magazines were still using tons of language, like on the front covers, saying that follow this like 5 minute exercise program to be skinny and be thin and healthier and confident. Like, now magazines aren't really, they're a little bit more cognizant of their language. So you're not going to see a lot of magazines, if any at all, using language like skinny and thin. But like my point here, I get the desire to be smaller, but I don't think that a pill is going to fix the root cause of your weight management issue long term. I don't think that Ozempic will ultimately make us feel more confident, will make us feel more comfortable in our bodies until we do some soul searching. And I know that sounds really cheesy, but I think it's true. Take it from someone who has lost weight in the past and who has reached that number where I said that once I get to this number on the scale, then I will feel better about myself. But I didn't. I mean, think about the last time you lost weight. You got to that goal number and you still feel like you couldn't wear the crop top because you have stretch marks, or you couldn't wear the shorts because you've got stretch marks, or you dropped the 5 pounds or whatever, however much weight you're trying to lose, and you felt proud of yourself for a second, but immediately felt like there was more that you needed to do. So I don't think that the solution here is to take a drug to make you lose more weight or to make you lose weight in general. But I think the ultimate solution here is recognizing and challenging that inner critic and those external factors as much as we can. Learn to be happy and confident with where you are now while trying to improve your health. It is possible to do both, to want to love who you are now while still trying to improve. It's something that I honestly still struggle with, but it is, I believe it to be 100% true. We have to learn to be happy, to be grateful, and appreciate where we are now and what our bodies are doing for us now, even if we want to improve. We also want to think long term. I don't think most people that do take weight loss pills take them forever. I don't think that it's necessarily a healthy thing to do to take a weight loss pill forever. So what happens when you stop taking Ozempic? There is this one TikToker, Remy Batter, I think her name is, who went public saying that she took Ozempic, but then when she stopped, her binging actually got worse. So long term, this pill is not addressing the root cause of your weight management issues. It's not addressing your mindset, your relationship with food, your self-esteem issues, confidence issues, food choices, right? Like Ozempic doesn't teach you how to eat a balanced meal. So yeah, you may lose weight on Ozempic, but you also want to get to resolve the root cause of your struggle for a long-term authentic success. And as with any drug, you also want to consider side effects from long-term use. There are reports of GI issues like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, but then there are also not so fun reports of heart palpitations, hypoglycemia, where your blood sugar is now too low. And then there's also questions of like pancreatic and thyroid cancers. So with any kind of drug, you always want to consider long-term side effects or, you know, health consequences of long-term usage. And before I leave you today, I just want to emphasize the big takeaway here. Ozempic is an impressive drug. It does what it's meant to do and probably beyond that, right? So it's meant to help regulate blood sugar, but it goes beyond that and it's helping people lose weight as well. So yes, it is an impressive drug. And it also goes to show how far we've come with our medical advancements. But when it comes to improving your health, you need to get to the root cause of your issues. And your weight is not the root cause of your health issues. Your mindset, your confidence, your eating habits, your relationship with food, making peace and loving your body now, that is what is going to keep you moving forward to a place of better health. And those are not easy things to do by any means. Like addressing all of those aspects, it's not easy. But every small step that you take to move towards improvement adds up. And remember, it's okay to feel frustrated along the way. It doesn't mean that what you're doing is not working. It doesn't mean that getting healthier is something that's not achievable for you. The challenge and discomfort is a good thing. It's a sign that you're changing and that you're committed to making positive change for yourself and your health. And that's all I have for you guys today. I really hope that you found some value in this episode. If you did, please share it with a friend, leave a review, subscribe so that you don't miss out on any of our conversations, and don't forget to reach out to me. I'm at BetterWithCarbo on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what you thought. Until next time.